This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Campomanes.
Yeah.
Campomanes. God, that is fun to say. Do you know your name is fun to say?
It's very sexy, honestly. When I say my when I say my full name, it sounds like I'm like a spy kid. Like I'm like Carmen from Spy Kids.
Say it again.
Bettina Camille Ardizabal Campomanes.
Okay, I think I briefly fainted while you were talking. It's too sexy.
I came.
It's time for Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hey.
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Welcome back to Punch Up the Jam. It's January and it's spooky. Actually, I was just shaking my body too hard while I was talking. Sorry about that. My name is Miel Bredo. This is the show where I revisit the hits with my esteemed guests and try to make them better. So far, 0 for 102, but we're still trying nonetheless. Perseverance. It has a name. Google it. Anyways, today's guest, shall we introduce her? I have a great song for her. Let me just pull it up really quick. Ready? This is her song. You know her. Her real name, of course, but also her artist name, Valiant Vermin. It's Bettina Campomanes!
Hello.
Very fun for me. Thank you.
Oh, man.
So you're an artist of many types, but obviously you make music as well.
Yes.
How do you make stuff sound that good?
I tap on my computer and then make sounds. Bleep bloop.
Bleep bloop?
Bleep bloop.
I'm really happy you agreed to do this. We just did Mike Schubert's podcast Potterless together. And you were so fun and knowledgeable and cute, and I just love you, and I'm so excited you're here. Thank you for doing the show.
God, thank you so much.
So when I instant messaged you, hey, what song do you want to do? You were pretty quick to say, Nelly Furtado, feat. Timbaland, Promiscuous.
Oh, man.
Can you tell me why?
Why? Why did I choose it?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I just wanted to do a banger. And like I looked at, I ran through all the bangers in my mind.
All of them?
Well, the things I probably listened to in middle school because I feel like very emotionally connected to it. I'm like, why?
Promiscuous as an emotional connection? See, go on.
Go off. Go off. When I first listened to Promiscuous Girl, I didn't even know what the fuck promiscuous meant.
Right.
I was what? I was like 9 or 10 years old.
Right.
I was just like, wow, what does promiscuous mean? I feel like I connect with her so well because she's just so sassy and cool and trying to like, it sounded like she was fighting with this, with Timbaland, you know?
Yeah, like a sexy fight.
Yeah, sexy fight. I'm just like, I want to be cool and have a sexy fight. What does promiscuous mean?
I'm still hunting for the sexy fight and I'm 30, so maybe they're not real. I don't know.
I think if anyone wants
a sexy fight.
Fight
with me. Hit me up. At Meow Monster.
We all fight for the sexy fight.
Oh, I love a sexy fight. And it's funny you mention that because apparently the original name of the song was the Blackberry song. It wasn't like an official name, but like the nickname for the song while they were working on it. Because everything we say in the song, you could text message to somebody. So maybe sexy fighting is digital. You know what I mean? It's 2020 now. Anything can happen.
It wouldn't work that well now. I mean, especially that we don't use Blackberries anymore and like the iPhone song. Like,
yeah, I think that's Soulja Boy still, right? No. Nope.
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's fine. So it came out in 2006. I was going into my senior year of high school. So, you know, I grinded ground. I pushed my butt into someone's front to this song on several occasions. I also pushed my front into someone's butt. That's what this song was written for. Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Correct me if I'm wrong, Bettina. Am I wrong?
Yes.
It was her first number one single, which surprises me because I feel like I'm like a bird. I want to fly away.
Word.
No, yeah. It's actually Bird. And it didn't apparently chart as high, but it got bumped off after 6 weeks by London Bridge by Fergie, which is exactly the same era of music. I'm starting to wonder if Justin Timberlake brought sexy back. And then that paved the way for this era of music at this time. Because suddenly everything got very sexy, right? Am I remembering this incorrectly?
I guess so. I don't know. Now I don't have a good perception of just like what sexiness meant.
Well, but you were how old? 12? 9?
Nine or ten.
So you were like getting your first pube, being like, wow, something's happening.
Did you say first pube?
No. Is that too young?
Yeah.
That's not when I got mine. So as I mentioned, her previous hit had been I'm Like a Bird, which, if you recall, is a very different type of song than what we're about to listen
to. She's just throwing us off, you know?
Timbaland apparently even warned her that she'd be getting out of her comfort zone, telling her, quote, "You can't be that same Nelly Furtado laying on the grass playing with birds."
Oh my God.
The shade, Timbaland. Relax, sir. That made her a star, kind of. So she wrote the lyrics with label mate Timothy, fake middle name, Attitude, Clayton. And they wrote them together saying that they were actually flirting, which is why the song is so playful. They were just writing it, flirting back and forth.
Right.
Like, as a way of flirting. Like, instead of saying it to you, I'm going to write it down and pass you a note, and then you write down your response and pass it back, and then let's turn that into a song. Except via a BlackBerry, of course.
That's true. I mean, it also, like, I don't know. When I was, like, listening to the song, it felt like they were in the same space, but I guess not.
I mean, I think they were. They probably just were writing down what they were saying, right?
Yeah, they're, like, right next to each other, and they're texting each other. It really sounds like they're very young, like way younger than they actually are.
I mean, yeah, I did that in eighth grade. That was absolutely my shit. Go to the fun house, get on those colorful IMAX, you know, like the orange and teal and blue, like semi-translucent ones.
Yeah.
And then get on MSN Messenger, because we were post-AIM at this point, and then message our friends sitting 3 feet away from us instead of talking in real life. It's easier that way when you're afraid to talk and you're a coward.
So everyone in this song is like,
I'm calling you out, Nelly Furtado, you coward. Come on the pod and prove me wrong.
Pussy ass, bitch ass.
But Tina, I think it's particularly fitting you chose this song because your music is so, I don't want to label you, but like, let's say retro inspired. No? How would you describe it?
I think I would agree. I don't know. I just generally say like electropop, and it kind of like flexes.
But there's a certain 80s patois to it, no?
Patois, I like that.
It's my first time trying to use that in casual conversation. I know I'm using it wrong, but it's fine. But apparently for this song, Timbaland and the co-writer producer Donja were listening to Talking Heads, Blondie, Madonna, The Police, Eurythmics, while they're actually writing this album. So if you listen to the production of this track, it does have some 80s pop influence, which is very confusing because it doesn't strike me as an 80s pop tune at all.
No.
I'm not really sure how to qualify this as a genre.
Ass drop music.
Yeah, I mean, it is, right? Like, from the window to the wall, or like, that I hope that I got solid. Like, it just makes me want to, like, fake fuck.
Word. I remember listening to that song, especially, like, while I was just, like, buying food. And, like, in the line, I heard it. It was just, like, I immediately dropped my ass. And I'm like, whoa, what just happened?
I'm at Albertsons. It's 10 a.m. on a Sunday. I can't be doing this. Nelly includes a nod to Steve Nash, which we do need to discuss when it comes up, of course.
Right.
Which then made people think they were dating. And Steve Nash was like, love the shout out, but I love my wife and daughters.
I love my wife.
Anytime someone has the opportunity to say, I love my wife, take it. In fact, yeah. I'm going to say right now, I love my wife.
And you have to say it exactly how I said it, though.
I love my wife!
That's how you know it's true.
Apparently, she only included him because they're both from Victoria in British Columbia, which I did not know. And that's very exciting to me because that is the island right across from where I'm from.
Oh.
I grew up looking at Victoria. You can take the ferry to Sydney and go to Victoria. I went to Victoria on field trips. And Nelly Furtado's from Victoria.
Damn, y'all got to hang out.
Nelly, I'm telling you, stop being a coward and come on the pod. Let's get trending, guys. Hashtag Nelly, come on the pod. Actually, we do need to specify Nelly Furtado, although I would also love Country Grammar on the pod. Can we make it happen? I know all the words to Hot in her. So if Nelly's listening. Critical reception was mostly positive, but one criticism that stood out to me personally was that all music reviewer Stephen Erlewine, who said that no matter how much Furtado sings about sex, she does not sound sexy and does not, quote, generate much carnal heat. Yeah, that's the appropriate response.
It just sounds like someone just sitting alone in their room, very nerdy, and just being like, she can't do anything.
It's that tweet about like man with the like cum stained sweatpants and Cheeto fingers tweeting that Rihanna's forehead is too big, you know?
Yeah, on the floor. Tweeting on the floor.
Right, it's like, I think possibly we're past the point of telling women they don't sound sexy enough to be sexy, right? Maybe not. Maybe we still have some ways to go there.
I mean, at this point, I feel like everything's sexy. Now it's kind of weird not to call anything.
Yeah, it's like the simple life. We really made hotness more inclusive. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's hot. Ellen Berry from Patreon, I think, put it best about this song. This was a straight up bop. I illegally downloaded the music video from YouTube and uploaded it straight to my iPod Nano.
Whoa.
Does that make you so nostalgic?
Man, yes. I had like an iPod shuffle and I put it in there. I recently found it again. I tried charging it, didn't work.
Oh no, it doesn't work
now?
It
doesn't look like a jewel.
The final thing I want to say is just from my own research, when you Google this song, the Google lyrics are the first thing that pops up, obviously. And they simply say, the lyrics are, "You're off beat, so I'm jamming, right? And I see her in the background. I'm like, oh snap," end quote.
What?
If you're not driving, go home, Google this, fact check me. For the one time alone, fact check me on this. That's what it says. As far as I know, those aren't even lyrics in this song, right?
When did this happen?
So I'm jamming, right? And I see her in the background and I'm like, oh snap.
It's like that one song with Michael Jackson, "You Rock My World." It begins with like Chris Tucker being like,
"Yeah,
Tucker."
Which I feel like is he referencing the character he plays in Fifth Element? I don't understand what's happening. Okay, with that said, should we get into this dang song?
Yes,
I want you to go into this trying to understand. I think on the third line here, they try to talk at the same time, but then Timbaland quickly cedes. And I'm not clear what he said. So if you can, just listen really carefully to that part.
Am I throwing you off?
Nope.
Didn't think so.
How you doing?
Right? Is he going, huh? Or is he actually saying something?
Whoa.
I've wanted to know my whole life. One more time.
Am I throwing you off?
Nope.
Didn't think so.
How you doing, young lady? The feeling that you're getting really drives me crazy.
I don't
have a player like a trunk. I was at a loss for words first time that we spoke.
What?
I feel like he was like kind of laughing. It sounded like a smirk. Like,
but to put them in, like, you have, I assume, unless you recorded this on one track, the capability to move that, right? So that it's not the exact same time as her talking. You couldn't have had her be like, "Am I throwing you off?" Nope. Or like, "Didn't think so." I mean, it could have gone anywhere. But to put it at the exact same time, sounds like they tried to talk and they went, no, you go. No, you go. But it's for some reason the beginning of this song.
Every bad date, trying to interrupt each other.
Are we to like infer that Nelly is talking to us as the audience to be like, "Hey, are you guys going to freak out if I'm sexy all of a sudden?" And then Timbaland's playing us being like, "Haha, no."
That should have ended there. No.
That's all the right, first bye. Single. Am I throwing you off? Nope. I'm just curious, like, if that's not the case, what is happening here? It's a spoken word intro of these. I think in the song they're supposed to have met at the club, or they have like a short term recent flirting interaction relationship of sorts. And she suddenly is like, "Let me just check in. Am I throwing you off?" No. And then all of a sudden she's like, "That was a joke." I know.
I got you.
I don't throw anybody off. I'm hot. Look at my belly. Look at my belly button. Have you seen the music video?
Actually, no, I have not.
It's got a very weird cameo by Justin Timberlake at the very end that doesn't make sense, because there is an actor or dancer or somebody I didn't recognize that looks like a Bizarro World version of Justin Timberlake throughout the rest of the video. And then at the very end, actual Justin Timberlake shows up.
Huh.
I would love some answers, Nelly. Come on the pod. Okay, then Timbaland starts us off. We are going to go back and forth here the whole song. It's going to be a journey trying to understand how to parse this episode. I might lose my mind on air. He says, "How you doing, young lady? That feeling that you're giving really drives me crazy."
Okay.
Sure.
Sure, yeah.
It's not, I wouldn't say sexy is the first feeling. It feels more like a elementary school recess rap battle.
Exactly.
There's something about the pentameter of it, you know?
Right.
Da-ba-da-beep, ba-ba-do-be-da-ba.
That's why everyone liked it, like, in their youth. It was very, like, watch out, punk, but I need to step back, space, but watch out.
Yeah, hold me back, they're holding me, otherwise I'd hit you. Hold me back, they're holding me. Okay, and now we go back to more of Timba.
"Giving really drives me crazy. You don't have a player on the choke. I was at a loss for words first time that we spoke."
What did he say?
All right. What Genius says he said was, you don't have a play about the joke.
It sounded like he said choke.
Genius says that means, I noticed you don't have a guy with you, but I don't think so. Another person says, you don't have a player on the trope, which makes more sense. I think Genius is wrong. I may want to find other lyrics, but I hear, I was at a loaf of words. If I could just listen to that one more time. You don't have a player on the trope.
I was at a loaf of words first time that we spoke. What?
I was at a loaf of words. Honestly, on this podcast, I'm always at a loaf of words. So what do we think is the most reliable lyric source? Is it AZ lyrics? Is it Metro lyrics? Flash lyrics? I want to be the person who runs one of these lyric sites. How do they make money? Advertising? That's a dumb question.
I tried looking at all of them and they say different things. I've even watched it live and they all sound different.
It's a great point about the live thing because Timbaland has only performed this with her live, I think, twice. Mm-hmm. And you can definitely tell why. I did go the extra mile of watching one of those live performances, which was on SNL. And he looks so incredibly uncomfortable doing what is... This type of song, I don't think lends itself well to coolness on stage. Just this back and forth that's very sing-songy and rhymey. Right. It's so hacky in a way that he just looks like, I am way too cool to be going, how you doing, young lady? That feeling that you give me really drives me crazy. Like, and then she's just over there dancing and dancing and dancing.
It's like throwing a talk pillow back and forth.
Yes, just like in second grade, the conversation ball that made the sensitive kids cry even from holding it.
These people are very sensitive. That's why it's so difficult to perform.
That's why Timbaland can't do it, because he hates the attention. Okay, so I've now switched to AZ lyrics. Thank you. You don't have a player on the choke, so you don't have a guy with you. And I was at a loss of words first time that we spoke, which is, of course, instantly contradicting. Contradicting, which is a new word I've made up. Thank you. It's 2020. We're trailblazing. Because you can't speak and I mean a loss of words, but it's fine. Now we go to Nelly. All right, here we go. You're looking for a girl that'll treat you right. You're looking for in the daytime with the light.
You might be the type if I play my cards right. I'll find out by the end of the night. Hold on.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how we're going to do this.
So, I mean, when you read the lyrics and listen to the song, each line of what Nelly says begins with, like, you. But it sounds like there's an extra syllable in the second you. You're looking for a girl that would treat you like... You know, there's like an extra syllable before you. Like if you're looking for, or are you looking for?
Yeah, actually, that's a great point. I want to hear that again.
If you're looking for a girl that should treat you right, if you're looking for a day with the light.
It does feel like they're missing a syllable here. Yeah. And she's making up for it with you're looking for a girl.
Yeah. Like, is it if? What? What you looking? When you looking?
It must be an implied if, I feel like. But what she actually said was, you're looking for a girl that'll treat you right. You looking for her in the daytime with the light.
That's too many syllables than what it actually is. I don't hear her at all.
You're correct. And also, I think the bigger picture for me is, you're looking for her in the daytime with the light?
Hello?
Hello?
Holds up candle. Where are you?
I'm just... Can we...
Wait.
What? I'm sorry, what? I assumed we were at the club, but now it's the daytime. And of course, there is light out during the day because, as Nelly is letting us know, this is not post-apocalyptic, the sun has exploded universe. No, the light still comes out during the day here. Thank you, Nelly.
It should have been like, instead of like daytime with the light, nighttime.
Nighttime with a fight. Nighttime when it's right.
Nighttime
feeling tight.
Right.
We're punching it up right now. Yeah, Nelly, also interesting. This is supposedly Nelly feat. Timbaland, but he started off with four lines. Then she gets two, then it goes back to him. I feel like they knew this song was Timbaland feat. Nelly, but unfortunately it was for her record, right?
Uh-huh.
This is a Timbaland song.
It does sound like that.
It certainly feels like it. Timbaland is holding it down.
What happened to Fly Like a Bird?
What happened to Fly Like a Bird, Nelly? Come on the pod, you coward. Okay, then she goes on to say, I'll find out by the end of the night. You expect me to just... Right, I skipped his. God, I don't know how we're going to do this. This is going to take so long. Okay, here we go. Light. You might be the type if I play my cards right. I'll find out by the end of the night. You expect...
expect me to just let you hit it, but will you still respect me if you get it?
Okay, so now we're going 2-2 back and forth.
Right.
Okay, so you got a 4 intro. Got it. So his was pretty self-explanatory. You might be the type, if I play my cards right, I'll find out by the end of the night.
If they do talk about daytime, so they spend the entire day together.
They're going to have a good 8-hour hang to see if they should have sex or not.
That's true. That's how you that's how you do them.
You get acai bowls for lunch, and then if you fucking buy dinner, it's a good fit.
Let's have a picnic. Have a little a little berries and cherries.
Ooh,
on the
girl,
side.
Let's listen to some trap bass lines and have a picnic in a park. And then if we want to fuck by nightfall, it was meant to be. Anyway, that's
if
my
I play
Tinder.
My cards right.
Also, what cards is he out to play? He's Timbaland. Who is he cosplaying? Anyway, okay, sorry. Then she follows up with, you expect me to just let you hit it? But will you still respect me if you get it? Just taking a hard left from everything we've said so far.
Are you actually promiscuous if you're always asking these questions?
I mean, truly, we're, what did I say earlier, counter-addicting? We're contradicting now the very premise of the song! Why are you saying you can't be respected if you fuck a lot? What? This is antithetical to the very nature of promiscuity! I just turn into an old-timey person when I get angry.
I just saw a cane appear.
Sorry, is my monocle showing? This is so embarrassing. You expect... Okay, whatever. I mean, yeah. Yeah, I do. This is a sexy song. If you play a song of this and then you don't fuck, that's appropriating. You can't call yourself promiscuous and then not be fucking.
Right.
That's fucking rude.
You gotta be in it to win it.
Wow. That works on so many levels. That line is... Actually, I think... my least favorite line of the song, despite the daytime with the light. It just, all of a sudden, it goes into a totally different field. What? What?
It was just kind of like, it feels like they were just trying to force a rhyme into it, too. It's just like, daytime, light. Light, daytime, yes, let's put it in!
Right, and like, let and respect. They just got so excited.
It was better than kite.
Now we move to clip 3. Wait, before we do that, let's go to an ad because I need to do that. And we're back. Thank you so much to them. And now back to us.
All I can do is try. Give me one chance. Change. The problem, I don't see the ring on your hand. I'll be the first to...
Ooh, that part.
I love that.
Ooh. Oh, I have to pause it right there. All I can do is try. Give me one chance. What's the problem? I don't see no ring on your hand. Is that like the ghosts of marriage?
Never get married. Love is a fallacy. It was very just ominous. We're just like an accent to be like, ooh, not married. Ooh.
Okay, I'm going to play that whole thing again just so we can listen to that. Which I swear to God is Justin Timberlake, but he's not credited.
All I can do is try. Give me one chance. The problem, I don't see the ring on your hand. I'll be the first to admit it. I'm curious about you. You seem so innocent.
You want to get in my world, get lost in it. Boy, I'm tired of running. Let's walk for a minute.
Again. You seem so innocent. The song's about people that like to fuck. And not to say you can't be innocent and fuck, but I don't feel like that's what he's saying here. He's saying, you don't seem like a girl that likes to fuck. So now I'd like to fuck. And then the chorus,
I'll be the first to admit it.
I'd be the first to admit it. You don't look like you fuck much. And I would like to fuck you for that reason. And then the chorus is like,
I would be so offended. Excuse me.
What does that even mean? How does someone appear as though they don't fuck? They talk about it too much? Actually, yeah, kind of. And they do talk about it a lot. But he does. Okay, whatever. I'm getting off topic. What do you think about the line she says immediately after? Boy, I'm tired of running. Let's walk for a minute.
I guess the chase. They've been like chasing each other, you know?
And she's like, can we stop?
Can we just talk in the daytime with the light?
Is there some subtext here that maybe she's like, hey, listen, yeah, fucking's cool, but I would love to actually have a conversation with you.
If you want to get in my world and understand my perspective.
I'm like a bird. I want to fly away. Can we have a daytime picnic? Can we slow it all down? That's really right. What Nelly's trying to say.
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad we figured it out before the first chorus. Which, of course.
Woo! What did he say?
There's so much to unpack here. He said, promiscuous girl, wherever you are. I'm all alone, and it's you that I want. Are we meant to read these as texts? Yeah, I guess we have to, because they can't be together.
That's right. It always sounds like they're together. It throws me off. Nope, didn't think so.
No, this is a sexy long-distance sexting relationship. That's what this is. This song is about sexting before sexting was a thing.
I bet they're still virgins, too, and they're just...
doesn't it feel like it? Did you ever have... This might be a personal thing, but did you ever have, like, a friend, let's call him a friend, on the internet, like, via, I don't know, an instant messaging app, or maybe more recently, like, Instagram or Vine DMs or something, that, like, you never actually met, but, like, you were familiar with them enough that you felt like you knew them, and then you guys just, like, had a flirty, fun conversation, like, kind of permanently ongoing... And then maybe like late night when you're drunk or something, you might be like, we shouldn't meet. Like, ha. But you never actually go past that point. Do you know what I'm talking
about? You're such a bad bitch.
Or you send them a picture, you accidentally look kind of sexy. And you're like, oh, ha, how's my hair look? I look so dumb. Like, do you know what I mean? Have you ever had that type of person, or is that just me?
Honestly, no.
I feel like that's gotta be relatable, right?
Because I don't like to lie.
What? How is that lying?
I don't want to pretend.
Wait, so you only hang out in real life? You don't talk online with people?
Not like if I haven't met them, I'm not like, ooh, sexy talk.
Oh, come on. Sometimes it's fun. It feels like as long as you're
sending nudes, you can get in trouble. My head.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like that's kind of one of the fun things of the internet is like the, I'm going to say something deeper than I meant to, but the illusion that you're not alone. Promiscuous boy. I clipped it because I wanted to hear the way she sings boy. Promiscuous boy. Boy.
Boy.
Boy. I don't think she's not sexy because of her voice. I think if anything, this isn't sexy because she's saying these words really weird.
Promiscuous boy.
You're from... British Columbia.
Boy.
Promiscuous boy. What are you doing? Nelly, what happened?
I feel like, you know, like sometimes people have, I mean, actors, a lot of the times when they go into like period piece films, they have to like have training to talk the way people are supposed to talk.
Yeah.
I feel like someone trained her to be like what sexy talk is, and they tried to describe it to her.
And they're like, okay, so promiscuous my.
It has to be a moan, half a moan.
But like a cry. It's like a war cry. I want to listen to that background vocal. You hear that?
Wait.
On Girl. Listen to that. That's cool. Timbaland is such a good producer. These textures are insane. I'm sorry. I'm getting really distracted by the music. We're not even paying attention to the words anymore. Okay, keep playing. Your point earlier about the syllables on her lines never being quite right comes up again here, because we're on a roll. You ready?
You ready?
She's trying to say, are you ready?
I think.
Are you ready?
Like, you ready?
It's so crazy to have a feature on the song that outshines the real artist, I feel like, right?
Yeah. I guess they didn't really, I mean, back then they could only say like featuring. There was hardly just like a two people thing. Nowadays we see a lot of that.
Yeah, like Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes.
Right.
But this, yeah, gotta be feature. I don't know. His lines are just stronger across the board. And I don't understand why they wouldn't punch hers up a bit. Maybe she just like, this isn't my style of music, so I'll just do what you tell me to. I get that.
I mean, it does come off as like her being lyrically and like even in like the position she's in the story of this song, very submissive, but also playing. I mean, they're both playing games. It's just like, what is she saying? She's like, let's get to the point.
Yeah. So now she's like, can we just fuck already?
She's like, no, we shouldn't. But no, we should. But we shouldn't.
Nelly, make up your damn mind.
And he's like, stop playing with me. And she's like, no, come at me. And she's like, no, 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 no. Stop.
I was kidding. Obviously, I was just joking.
But fuck off.
The classic, hey, if you want to fuck, I'm down. Just kidding, unless you're down. Haha, what? Unless. I mean, really the OG unless meme. Yeah, the second part of that was promiscuous boy, you already know that I'm all yours. What you waiting for? Promiscuous girl, you're teasing me. And then the best part of the chorus, in my opinion, you know what I want and I got what you need. Oof. Right?
Yeah, I can imagine just like posse going like, oh!
Whoa! I mean, that's the part if I'm singing along that I'm like, I got what you need. Like, I feel a little Grease Lightning moment, you know? And then get to the point. Yeah, so like he's being like, yeah, let's fuck. And she's like, yeah, let's fuck. And now they go back to the verse where they're just like, I don't know.
But I'm going to still fight you on this.
I don't know. We should. Roses are red, some diamonds are blue. Chivalry is dead, but you're still kind of cute. What? Sorry to pause there. Roses are red, some diamonds are blue. Chivalry is dead, but you're still kind of cute.
Huh.
We couldn't have done a second round on these lyrics, really? We really couldn't have. These rhymes aren't difficult, so it's not like, you know, it'd be hard to manufacture this verse.
They knew that their target audience were people in school. We should do a little poetry, shall we?
Roses are red, some diamonds are blue, chivalry is dead, but you're still kind of cute. Oh, creative writing! You get a pass because we don't do grades in this class. I can't keep my mind off you. Where you at? Do you mind if I come through? I'm out of this world. Come with me to my planet. Get you on my level. Do you think that you can handle it? I don't remember this song being quite so chaotic, but I guess I never paid attention to the words. Bettina, what have you done?
What have I done? My wife!
My wife! Hey! I can't keep my mind off of you. Where are you at? Do you mind if I come through? So polite. She said chivalry is dead. I don't think so. These texts are pretty nice.
Yeah, I think he's doing a great job so far. I feel like...
I would smash.
I would smash.
I would smash. I'm out of this world.
This is the second time she said world.
You really? What was the first time?
If you want to get in my world, get lost in it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a very rap battle thing to say. If you're starting off like early 2000s, oh, I'm definitely going to put world in my rhymes, in my bars. To know that, like, you gotta be on my level here.
Yeah, come into my world, baby. Which is not this world. It's a different world in space. Nelly, I feel like at first we thought she was trying to say, I'm not trying to fuck, actually. Back off. Now I'm reading the subtext, so she's like, I'm an alien. I'm an alien. I'm an alien. I'm an alien. I'm not allowed to say I'm an alien. Really would like you to know I'm an alien.
I'm a weirdo. Look at my hat.
Come with me to my planet. Get you on my level. Do you think you could handle it? Great point, referencing world again. She doesn't have that many lines in the song. You think they would be able to find more subjects to tread here before they had to repeat them. I'm just so unimpressed by these lyrics. I'm sorry, Nelly. And what was his name? Anthony Trouble Bazingo? What was that guy's name?
I mean, it just goes to show that once you learn about one word, promiscuous, you can just write around it.
By the way, that name, Timothy Attitude Clayton. Right. She just heard a new word and was like, let's just say that enough. And then I don't actually need to Google what that means. We'll figure it out.
It like the one word that sounds a little bit smarter than the rest will make up for all the other words that don't make sense.
Oh, God, I hate how right that is. It's making me sad. I mean, yeah, I guess if you relate to this when you're 9, 10 years old, it's probably not.
I could have written this.
Oh, I probably could have written it better at 15. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. We're moving on. They call me Thomas, last name Crown. Recognize gang, I'ma lay mine down. That's the best part! That's the best part!
I love that.
A Thomas Crown reference! Are you kidding me?
See, this is a song.
Okay, the Thomas Crown Affair, for people who don't know, is a movie about wealthy businessman Thomas Crown who plays a cat and mouse flirting game with an insurance investigator. What? A random reference here, but I love it. Timbaland, not a coward. He really came through for me. Recognize game, I'ma lay mines down.
I mean, I like that line a lot.
Rendering you speechless.
I love it.
Also, I love that he keeps taking these opportunities to break up the cadence. Because with a song that's so repetitive, I really needed it. And they call me Thomas, last name Crown. Oh, I love it. I love it so much. I'm gonna hear it again.
They call me Thomas, last name Crown. Recognize gang, I'ma lay my sound.
I'm a big girl, I can handle myself.
I love how the beat drops in Crown.
Pay attention to me, I don't talk for my health.
I want you on my team.
So does everybody else.
Oh,
that is
shit.
So sexy back.
So does everybody else. Oh.
They like laid in the audience being like, oh, world star.
I want you on my team. So does everybody else.
I think objectively that is the best moment of the song, right?
100%.
That's where everybody screams at the club and the DJ drops the beat for a second so everyone can sing it.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now we get to the second part. Oh my God. There's just so many words. I don't know how. We're not even talking about the music. I feel burdened. This is cumbersome. I'm tired. I'm sweating.
I'm ready to settle down.
I'm never going to be promiscuous again by the end of this song. I'm ready to get married tonight. In the light.
Baby, we can keep it on the low. Let your guard down, ain't nobody got it on. If you were the girl, I know a place we can go.
What kind of girl do you take me for?
A promiscuous girl!
What? What? This is an outrage! I'm suing for improper use of the word promiscuous. You didn't earn it, Nelly. You're not allowed to be using this word if you continue to play a prude in the song entitled Promiscuous. Also, that's definitely Justin Timberlake singing, right? Right?
God damn, ain't nobody got it. If you were the girl, I know a place we can go.
Right?
Whoa.
Doesn't that sound like yes. Justin Timberlake? It's probably just the same background vocal that sang on Sexy Back, whatever.
I love imagining just him on the side, just, no. just no. waiting on the side.
I take you for a promiscuous girl. That's what you're claiming to be in the song. The entire premise of the song is based on that identity that you continue to shun. And I can't play your games anymore, Nelly. David, tell us right there. The next line leads you right into promiscuous girl. Am I missing something? I think this might be the song that breaks me. I'm so upset I can't talk.
I mean, it does make sense. I feel like when they were like writing it, it's like, what kind of girl do you take me for? And I said, a promiscuous girl. And the next thing they say, promiscuous girl. It's like, that is the answer.
Right.
Technically, it is correct. I take you as a promiscuous girl.
So is the subtext then now for the third time, is it actually that he's like, no, like you're DTF, right? And then she's like, what? You're DTF. And that's the call and response of the entire song.
No, you are. No, you are.
Except he's not denying it. He's just like, yeah, cool.
My dad's better than your dad.
No, you can't come to my birthday party. But then in the chorus, it doesn't hold up because then she instantly is like, well, what are you waiting for? Let's get to the point. Whatever. Do you want to hear the chorus again?
Sure.
It's pretty much the same. It's fine.
I think it changes musically at the tail end on the last chorus, though.
Yeah, when also we have like a background vocal here that wasn't here before. Like musically, Timbaland, as per usual, hits it out of the park. Just like I listen to these words again, just put me into a fugue state.
Whatever you are, I'm all alone.
You hear it? You hear those background vocals?
That's sexy.
Doing the most.
I like that. It's all Justin Timberlake.
Well, you're in luck because there's more right here. Now all I can hear is the background vocals. I feel like they're mixed too loud.
You think so? That's just like just the chorus now. Just like replace everything with just that.
And now that and just, would be fun.
Yeah, and replace it with like monologue.
Ooh, like an actual like a skit.
Like bring a skit.
Back. Yeah, and she's like, hey, so DTF. And he's like, yeah, let's do it. She's like, don't touch me. I was kidding. But if you're DTF, let me know. And he's like, yeah, I am. She's like, I'm joking. It's a funny joke. Look into my belly button.
It's actually a Ponzi scheme, and that's how she hypnotizes people. Okay, we do get a hook post-chorus that is new and exciting.
Don't be mad, don't get me.
Don't get mad, don't be me.
Hey, don't be mad, don't get me.
Don't get mad, don't be me.
Wait, wait, I don't mean no harm. I can see you with my t-shirt on.
Wait, there's a lot. There's a lot here. There's a lot.
Where to begin? You start. Go.
Don't be mad, don't be mean.
Don't, yeah, and then she flips it. Don't get mad, don't be mean. I get it, though. Like, don't you feel like sometimes you're flirting and you take things a little too far and then they get a little hurt and you're like, oh, come on, we're flirting. It's fine. This is fine. It's flirt.
But taking into account that you're not just assuming things, you're not smart. Like, I don't think I was smart enough to assume that there was any meanness to this song. Everything seemed appropriate and a little playful.
I think there must be an off script, off camera.
There should have been dialogue.
I think it's implied that there somehow was. Like, they dipped for that chorus, had a quick combo, and then they came back into it. And it was like, oh, come on, don't be mad. I was playing. I was just playing. Don't be mad. Don't be mean. I'm kidding. Negging.
You don't be mad. You don't be mean.
You're negging me right now. Chica, don't be mad. Chica,
every time I'm in a fight, I say that in between. Yeah. Stop chica it. Don't chica that.
The third time through, he's like, we're over chica. We're moving on to hey. Don't be mad. Hey. I would love to hear actually him just yell hey again.
Don't be mean.
Hey, not joking around anymore. You're being mean. And it's hurting Timbaland's feelings.
He's fragile.
This hook is so necessary this long into the song just to keep things interesting for a second.
It's true.
But then he gives us the second gift, which is the first line of the next section. I know I've said this about four times already in this episode, but this is my new favorite line in the song.
Wait, wait, wait. I don't mean no harm. I can see you with my t-shirt on.
Oh, brother. I'm not sure he said see, but I think he said, I can see you with my t-shirt on.
What kind of t-shirt's he wearing?
I think he's just openly letting her know, I'm the type of guy who leaves my shirt firmly on while I have sex. Which is a person. I know people like this. It's just a really weird thing to mention in a song.
Or it's like, he's like, relax, I'm not that promiscuous. I don't have to.
You never get to see these titties. Try all you might. My shirt is weighted. It is staying down. He's got some double-sided tape.
My body is a temple. Don't look at me.
Yeah, hidden temple, baby. He's a legend. What? That was a weird play on words. I'm like, this song has got my brain in another place. I don't know where I am right now. Oh, I just want to hear it again. He's bragging about being a never nude.
I don't mean no harm. I can see you with my t-shirt on.
Vaguely sounds like he's saying feed. I can feed you with my t-shirt on. What if he could have just said, I can see you with your t-shirt off.
That
nope.
Would...
Nope, he's let her
just
know.
Too nice.
At one time, I was starting to flirt with a guy. Oh, this is embarrassing. Over Facebook chat. This is in like 2009, if that helps my credibility at all.
No, it's a good defense. It's a good defense.
Thank you. I need it. And he would always like say things that were so caustic. I couldn't tell if he was kidding or not. He was also like so severely self-deprecating that I assumed he was joking, try to like make me feel safe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when he told me he had one testicle, I was like, you're kidding. And that's funny. And I moved on because he mentioned it so offhandedly. I was like, that's a joke, obviously. So then imagine my surprise when we actually go to hook up and he does have one testicle. And I had this whole moment of, oh, all of these jokes you've said aren't jokes. I think Timbaland's doing a similar thing here. He's like, haha, if I mention this casually enough, you won't think it's weird later.
The thing about music is that you can't really see anyone crying while I'm singing it.
I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of. I'm just saying, like, a weird brag. You know what I mean? It's a Trojan horse of a thing to say. Make it sound like a flex when in actuality, I think you're kind of insecure about it, but okay. And now we get back to her section, which I'm sorry to say. Okay.
I can see you with nothing on. Feeling on me before you bring that on.
Bring that on.
You know what I mean.
Girl, I'm a freak. You shouldn't say those things.
The second half of the song is where the wheels fly off, baby. What's happening? This sounds like Warren G.
I don't even.
You shouldn't say those things.
I don't even think they know what's going on either.
I must be missing some. I gotta look at this on Genius. Is there some slang I'm missing that bring that on, or are they gonna watch Bring It On?
Bring that on.
I'm a freak. You shouldn't say those things. I don't know what that meant. Genius has nothing for me. It's not even annotated.
If you're a freak, you would be fine with hearing such things.
That was the line that's gonna get you fucked up.
Unless he means he's a freak. That's why he has his shirt on.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, it's like a vinyl latex shirt. Not like the shirt I used to wear at the water park. It's just because it helps with the water, the chafing and sunburn. That's why I wear it. Not because I'm insecure about my body. What are you talking about? It looks sick, too. You see the designs? Fucking swirls? Listen to this.
Girl, I'm a freak. You shouldn't say those things.
I love how his lines are very tonal this time.
He suddenly sings, girl, I'm a freak. You shouldn't say those things. Ooh, I'm sorry if that's not as funny to you as it is to me, but God, what does it mean? She says, feeling on me before you bring that on. Wait, what? I missed the line. I can see you with nothing on. So is she?
Maybe she's thinking about him without his shirt on.
Yeah, she's encouraging him. Hey, take it off.
Right. But also, don't go close to me.
Take your shirt off from 20 feet away.
I'm promiscuous, but at a point.
From a distance. Okay, now I don't know how we can follow it. That's where the song should have ended. Girl, I'm a freak, you should have said those things. And just echo. 30 seconds of echo fade out.
Yeah. Just, no, all the music drops. Say those things. And it ends like he's a ghost. And it echoes. Things, 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 things.
And then Justin goes, thanks.
Hey!
Hey! The sound bites in this song alone could repopulate this whole show's soundboard. Now she goes on to say,
I'm trying to get inside of your brain to see if you can work me the way you say.
Every line she has, I'm just like, this doesn't work on any level. It doesn't make sense. It contradicts itself. And it doesn't fit the line lengths. Like, what happened here? This was co-written. So it's not like she did this to herself, right? Two people did this to both of them. But for some reason, Timbaland was able to like fix his lines, or his were just better.
Yeah, it has places to go. I feel like she has a lot of things to say about, it's all about perspective. It's all about perspective. I just learned about the word perspective.
Yeah, like, get in my world. If you're going to do a horny song, do a horny song. Stop trying to make it deep. It's not that complicated. You want to fuck. Fuck already. Like, what's happening? She's like, listen, I'm not trying to fuck. I'm just trying to get inside your brain to see if you can work me the way you say. What? What? If you're saying, I want to see if you're actually good at sex, I don't think any amount of talking will let you know if that's true or not. You just got to try it, right? There's no fucking Yelp for how good am I at fucking 5 stars. 50 people have checked in here. It doesn't exist. So why are you talking? What part of your brain lets you know you're going to work? I've never been so angry. Ugh. I'm getting a lot out. I'm sweating from anger.
I'm crying. There are tears coming. I keep on wiping the corners of my eyes.
So new
and licking them because they're bloody.
Like a goth cat. Okay, now back to him.
It's okay. It's all right. I got something that you don't like.
Is it the truth or are you talking trash? Game MVP like Steve Nash.
That's the shout out? Is your game MVP like Steve Nash? And he felt the need to come forward and be like, I only love my wife and my beautiful daughters. People really thought they were fucking because she just said his name.
I mean, like, he did drop a different reference and she's like, oh my God, I need one too. I need a name.
Yeah, he was like Thomas Crown Affair. And then she was like, Steve Nash. What? Okay, sure. Is that the truth or are you talking trash? Yeah, all right, sure.
You're the one who brought up no shirt.
No shirt. What the fuck does that mean?
Nothing on.
Oh, wait. I've just revisited. Shit. I've just revisited the Genius page, and there was an annotation for I can see you with my t-shirt on.
Oh.
I think I might have misread that line. I think I might have laughed for no reason. I think people at home are now going, yeah, you fucking dunce. Obviously, he meant she's wearing his t-shirt.
What?
Like, I can see you with my t-shirt on. Like, you're wearing my Oxford button-up. It's oversized. Obviously, that's what it meant. Oh. Why would he put on a t-shirt? Wow! This is gonna be a new all-time low for my brain. That's embarrassing. I still prefer my read and I'm sticking to it. See,
there's something wrong with both of us then, because I didn't see that either.
Okay, Engineer Mike, did you catch that that's what that meant? You did. Okay, so we're just dunces and we happen to have microphones. Got it? Great. I'm so glad to have a podcast talking about songs. Whatever. I think outside the box. I'm standing by it. He was saying that he kept his t-shirt on.
I just imagine him wearing a t-shirt that was designed to be both a shirt and a ski mask.
It's a half shirt. That's really what this was. He was gently trying to promote his new product. It's a hat and a shirt because your neck gets cold. Then we get chorus three, which is basically exactly the same, but all right, here you go. I don't think this song needed a third chorus. Personally, it is so long and it's still the same.
That's a new lyric.
You can have it. It just keeps going. I just want to hear that synth. I don't care about anything else. I think she changed the words, though. Promiscuous boy, we're one and the same, so we don't gotta play games no more.
Right.
I mean, okay.
Okay.
And here's what I have to say about that. Okay.
Okay.
And then the last part of the song. Here you go. This drum beat is so sick. This is really cool.
I love it. Oh, it comes back. Oh.
Definitely. This song did not deserve that outro. That was so cool at the end.
Wait, what was the line that you did, that you said it should have ended with?
Girl, I'm a freak. You shouldn't say those things.
And just drums.
Yeah. God, I don't know. I mean, if we're talking Nelly Furtado, I think my bread and butter is a little more Man Eater. I remembered being obsessed with Say It Right. Is that what it's called? No, you don't mean nothing at all to me. You don't mean nothing at all to me.
Yes.
Yes.
I said it with unsure tone of voice.
Yes. Nelly, I mean, I think she's cool, but I just don't think this song works for me from her. I think instant punch up would just be anybody else doing this song. I felt like she was really selling it to me and I didn't believe her. And no all music reviewer, it had nothing to do with her voice. It just had everything to do with like, it just felt, a gesture felt empty.
Right.
I don't know if it's the lyrics being kind of off, the performance being kind of lackluster. I don't know, man.
I feel like it's also just a combination of like the role of a woman in this scenario. I don't know, somewhat.
She should have had the first line.
Yeah.
It always felt like he was saying something to her and then she was responding.
I guess there's subconsciously this desire to be chased anyway. And that's what it felt like the entire time.
Yeah. You make a great point. I wasn't expecting such nuanced takes from this song. But yeah, it's as if she's like, chase me, but like, I'm in charge. And it's like, I'm baby with power.
I'm baby.
Well, have your feelings about the song changed since reviewing it in such depth?
I feel like we all knew. We all subconsciously knew that there was something up with this song. I didn't want to analyze. I mean, there's a reason why we don't analyze songs to this extent.
Right.
Because we don't want to get hurt.
And in this genre especially.
Yeah.
Something you listen to at the club. I don't think it needs to stand up. You know, obviously that's not the point of music like this. But God, wouldn't it be nice if it did?
Yeah.
When a song does... When you can, like, I don't know.
I would like to listen to this and be like, I can drop my ass in the nighttime, in the daytime.
And the daytime. Yeah. And this is a song I would be slightly embarrassed to play in front of people in the daytime.
True.
Just doesn't, I don't know. Even though Timbaland's lines weren't like poetic by any means, I just felt like he meant it more. I don't know. It could also could be that this is not a genre that Nelly Furtado maybe like developed her sound within, so it makes sense this might be like a little shaky. She was still new at it, although maybe did she do this now? Do we know what she's doing now? Nelly, come on the pod. Sorry I called you a coward.
I don't even know what she's doing now. I think she's pretty proud of the song. I don't know. I'm pretty proud of the song. It still makes me drop my ass.
I don't think you shouldn't be. I'm just saying I wonder as an artist if she continued in this direction or not. Right. If she went back to her, you know, singer songwritery.
Yeah. The questions I'll think about as I go to sleep tonight.
And okay, you are doing the punch up?
Yeah.
You look surprised by this. You are doing the punch up?
Yes.
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 I am so excited to hear what you do with it, because I think that your style of music lends itself really well to reimagining songs, but especially songs like this. Do you have any inkling of which direction you're leaning?
Man, it shouldn't even be called promiscuous. That's the first step.
You just write a brand new song. And that's the punch up. You're welcome. Well, I'm really excited to see what you do. And I'm excited to announce that I'm slightly changing the format on how I do this. Previously to this episode, I've been laying in the songs at the very end of the episode. And that's like the send off to the episode. Mm-hmm. I think starting today, pending if this works out or not, we'll see. This is a journey we're on together. I'm going to instead throw to the punch up now. So here you go. We'll see how this goes. I'm very excited to hear what you did. Let's find out.
Have you ever f***ed?
Nope.
Didn't think so.
How you doing, young Nelly? Protecting my virginity, it's for my safety. You know that I think that you're dope, but I think we need space before you can grow.
You're looking for a girl that is too polite. You'll find my vocabulary's very light.
Promiscuous is a pretty cool word, right? I might use it at the end of the night. I'll be the first to admit it, I'm not very sexual, I'm so innocent.
You wanna get in my world, get lost in it. This song is wordy, but it's really catchy, ain't it?
What is this word? Whatever we are. If you think I won't, promise you that I don't.
Who is this boy that think that I know? But I am not sure, I'll say a bit more.
What is this word? Promiscuity. You know what I want? What I want is to read.
Who is this boy? What is the point? I've got a weak flow. Let's go steady. This has been very. But I don't know what that word means just yet. But if you see me at school tomorrow, say hello, and maybe we can do something fun.
Wow! What about, I didn't hear it, obviously. That's late in post. This might be clunky. I don't know. I feel like it's more fun to get to continue the conversation after hearing it. So
I know.
Thank you so much for doing the punch up. I'm so excited to promote your music. It's very cool that you do this among other things, obviously. With that said, shall we get to Unpunchable Jams?
Yes.
You can't punch this.
Bettina.
Man.
Esteemed Bettina. Bettina, how do you say it again?
Campomanes?
No, the whole name.
Bettina Camila Lardizaba Campomanes.
Bettina Camila Lardizaba Campomanes. What is your unpunchable jam?
Oh, man. I've been listening to this song by Sergio Mendez, which he just released recently, fairly recently, called The Key of Joy, featuring Buddy. It's amazing because Sergio Mendez is like kind of old man who's just one of the main people you listen to when you're like listen to Bossa Nova, and I guess beginning from what 2000 also 2006 I don't know what year he released an album called Timeless that featured like Will.i.am and Justin Timberlake
and it's Bossa Nova.
Yeah, and it's Bossa Nova hip hop, and it's just so amazing. And
I'm so excited to listen
But you should also listen to Timeless, because if you like The Key of Joy, Timeless is like, it's everything. It's everything's like that.
Ugh.
It's Bossa Nova hip hop.
I love a genre I'm fairly unfamiliar with. I need to tread more in these areas. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For my unpunchable jam, I wanted to do a song that I don't know why, but does feel very sexy to me. I feel like this song was trying to feel sexy. This song really does feel sexy to me. And it is Figure It Out by Orla Gartland. So she's this young, fucking cool Irish guitar playing singer songwriter. She kind of, I wouldn't say, I mean, maybe, yeah, she like got her start on YouTube. I think she is in the process of, if not already, becoming an artist off YouTube. She's so talented. She's such a great guitarist. She's got the coolest voice. She's just so cool, and she's so young. I don't understand how it's possible. She's like a rock artist
in this day and age.
Yeah, in this day and age. Wow. Right, in this economy, she's doing rock and roll, and she's playing the guitar. It's just the tone on the guitar when it finally breaks through in the chorus. Oh, I just love hearing women express previously kind of like unpopular sentiments for women to express. You know, this song is about, like, at least in my read of it, like, yeah, I thought you would get I don't really like you, and I thought you would fuck off. You know what I mean? It's so unsavory, and it's so sexy to me. It's so real, and I don't know. I love the way her voice sounds, and I love the distortion. I really love this song. It's so cool. Very restrained. I highly recommend it.
Ugh. I'm going to listen to that on the way home.
Also, I mean, listen, is there anything sexier than a fucking girl with an electric guitar just absolutely shredding? I don't know why. Like, it's my kryptonite. Okay, anyways.
A man wearing a shirt with a ski mask.
Okay, first is wearing a shirt with a ski mask attached to it. They're one garment.
Yes.
Second is any woman shredding on electric guitar. Third is Timbaland going, you know, I'm a freak.
Girl, I'm a freak. You should say no thing.
Thank you. Yes, exactly correct. Bettina, thank you so much for coming on the pod
and for doing the
punch up. I love to get to showcase up and coming artists, and your music is so cool. So thank you for coming
on.
Thank
you.
Yeah, it's really, I don't know. You're just so cool. I'm excited for people to see the picture we post on this episode too, because your fashion, your fits are so fucked up. Every time I see you, I'm like, okay, well, she probably just repeats the same outfit because that's so sick. So that's probably just her look. And yet it's a different one every time.
The key is to distract people by wearing primary colors.
Is that it? That's all it takes?
Last time I saw you, I was wearing full-on primary colors as well.
And you looked so cool. God, I'm obsessed with you. Is there anything you want to promote? Valiant Vermin, obviously.
Valiant Vermin.
Which is your stage name.
Yeah, I think that's it.
And you just had, as of air, I think you'll have just had a show last night, which of course went amazing. You got a lot of traction, a lot of buzz going. You're the talk about town.
Talk of the town. Talk of the town, are we? Yes.
Well, thank you for coming on the pod. Check out Valiant Vermin. Check out Bet Hole.
On Instagram and all platforms, social
Bet
platforms.
Hole. If you want to check me out, I'm at Miel and Miel Monster. You can check the show out at Punch Up the Jam, and you can check out our Patreon, which hopefully as of air has just gotten a massive restructuring because I am listening to you and giving the people what they want. So check us out on Patreon as well. It's very fun and it helps me keep the show running. I will see you next week. Bye!
Okay, that was
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch Up the Jam.
Hey!
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.